With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President-elect Trump describes President Biden's pardon of son Hunter Biden as an abusive miscarriage of justice. Biden repeatedly insisted there would be no pardon for Hunter and that no one is above the law.
Hunter Biden was soon to be sentenced in a gun possession case in Delaware and a California case accusing him of not paying over $1 million in taxes, to which he pleaded guilty in September. But despite repeated promises he would not pardon his son, President Biden has done just that. The president released a statement saying that he believes in the justice system, but also believes raw politics led to a miscarriage of justice. The move comes less than 2 months before President-elect Donald Trump returns to the White House. I'm Jackie Quinn.
On social media, Republican Senator Tom Cotton writes, "Most Americans can sympathize with a father's decision to pardon his son, even if they disagree. What they can't forgive is Biden lying about it repeatedly before the election." President-elect Trump asks, what about a pardon for the J6 defendants? He refers to them as hostages. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden now paying his first visit to Africa as president. He'll spend several days in Angola. He's there to showcase a U.S.-backed railway project that spans three countries. It's a counterweight to the many Chinese-funded infrastructure projects in resource-rich Africa. That's China's so-called Belt and Road Initiative. A stampede at a soccer match in southern Guinea has left at least 56 people dead, dozens injured. The Philippine military deploying a Navy ship and an Air Force plane to shadow a Russian submarine recently passed through the South China Sea off the country's western coast. Wall Street, Dow futures down 32 points. This is SRN News. Are you ready for Giving Tuesday?
America's churches, ministries, and Christian nonprofits hope that you are. It's become an annual tradition for such organizations to seek special donations on the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving, countering the stark consumerism of the better-known Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Americans are a generous people, especially when it comes to their churches, but several years of economic pressure have prompted some experts to predict a decline in end-of-the-year giving. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Human rights activists, religious freedom groups, and some members of Congress are urging FIFA not to pick Saudi Arabia as the site of the 2034 World Cup soccer tournament. The decision by FIFA member federations on December 11th has been seen as inevitable since last year, despite the kingdom's record of persecuting Christians and other groups. Saudi Arabia ranks 13th on Open Doors' annual World Watch list, which ranks countries where it is the most dangerous to be a Christian. This is SRN News. Capitalism on the doorstep of a reclusive bastion of Stalin-style dictatorship.
You can drink coffee and view a quiet North Korean mountain village from a Starbucks while sitting in a South Korean border observatory. Customers do have to pass a checkpoint, of course, before entering the structure that overlooks the mountain and the village. The South Korean city of Gimpo says hosting a Starbucks was all part of its efforts to develop its border facilities simply as a tourist destination, even as tensions grow between the war-divided Koreas. Jason Walker reporting.
Thousands of giant panda sculptures will greet residents and tourists starting on Saturday in Hong Kong, where enthusiasm for the bears has grown since two cubs were born in a local theme park. The display reflects Hong Kong's use of pandas to boost its economy. More details at SRNNews.com.